Tell Mashiach Paragalaf Mishael, Go Maske Shetchilato L'Rotza. Apo Pi She'ein Sofo L'Rotza. Any liquid that comes into contact with food, that originally you wanted the liquid, you had some purpose for this liquid, you wanted the liquid for some purpose, even though the soap is not L'Rotza, even though when the water subsequently fell onto your food, you didn't want that water to fall onto your food, still the food would be Mekabel Tumah. If it didn't, that other food is not Mekabel Tumah, unless it comes into contact with the liquid after it is picked from the ground. But if after it's picked from the ground, it doesn't come into contact with one of seven liquids, it would not be Mekabel Tumah Sochon, it would not be susceptible to become Tumah. The seven liquids are water, wine, oil, milk, honey, blood, and dew. These seven liquids that come into contact with Eichlin after they're picked from the ground would cause the Eichlin to be Mekabel Tumah. This is worked out from the passage which says, V'chiyutan mayim alzerah, if water is placed on seed, v'nafam nevlasam Allah, subsequently nevela falls or comes into contact with the food. Tamehu, the food would be tamay. This implies that until the food comes into contact with water, or one of the other seven liquids, it would not be Mekabel Tumah, it would not become Tumah. And Chazal teach us that the pasuk which is read B'chi Yutan, but is actually spelled as if it says Yitain, implies that the liquid would only cause the food to be Mekabel Tumah if the owner is Nichale, if the owner desires the liquid. But if the owner is Lo Nichale, he doesn't want the liquid, doesn't desire the liquid, in such a case, even though the food came into contact with one of the seven liquids, it would not be Mekabel Tumah. Now, Chazal learned out this day from the discrepancy between the way the word yutan is read and the way it's spelled. As it's read yutan as if it had a vav, but it's spelled yitain without a vav. Now, yitain implies that the water fell on the food without the owner being involved, and yutan seems to imply that the owner placed the liquid on the food himself. So Chazal learned out from this discrepancy that the water would only cause the food to be Mekabel Tumah if the owner is Nichale, if the owner desires the Mashkin. If the owner does not desire the Mashkin, then the Mashkin does not cause the food to be Mekabel Tumah. Now the Mishnah teaches us, Kol Mashkin Shetchilaso L'Ratzo. Afal Pi She'ein Sofo L'Ratzo. Any liquid that originally it was L'Ratzo, and originally the owner wanted the liquid, the owner had some purpose for this liquid. He had some use for this liquid, even though he didn't want the liquid necessarily to fall on the food, but he had some other purpose for the liquid. Even though the soap of the liquid was not L'Ratzo, meaning when the liquid eventually came into contact with the food, that was not L'Ratzo. The owner did not want the liquid to come into contact with the food. But since originally the owner had some purpose for this liquid, and the liquid subsequently came into contact with the food, that liquid would cause the Eichlin to be Mekabel Tumah. The food would now be Mekabel Tumah, since it came into contact with one of the seven liquids, and originally the owner did desire the liquid. He had some purpose for the liquid. Osher sofo L'Ratzo. Or if the soap of the liquid was L'Ratzo, when the liquid came into contact with the food, that was L'Ratzo, and the owner of the food wanted the liquid to come into contact with the food, even though the tchila was not L'Ratzo, meaning originally the owner did not have any use for the liquid, he did not want the liquid originally, but since at the end, when the liquid came into contact with the food, the owner did want the liquid to come into contact with the food, then the food is b'chiyutan, meaning to say the food would then be susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah on the food, would become Tumah. Mashkin Tmeim Mitamin L'Ratzon Ushalo L'Ratzon. That which we say, that Mashkin only causes the food to be Mekabel Tumah if the owner is Nichalei, the owner desires the Mashkin, that's only if the liquid was tar. But if the liquid is Tumah, then it would be Mitamin the food whether the Mashkin is L'Ratzon or Ushalo L'Ratzon. It doesn't make a difference whether the owner desires the Mashkin or not. The reason being is because Mashkin and Tmeim immediately are mitami the food. It not only causes the food to be susceptible to becoming tumah, but it's mitami the food immediately. As opposed to Mashkin that is tar. The Mashkin that is tar that comes in contact with the food is not mitami the food. It just causes that the food can then be Mekabel Tumah. So only in such a case, when it's Mashkin tar that comes in contact with the food, does the Torah teach us that only if the Mashkin is L'Ratzo, and only if the owner wants the Mashkin, does it cause the food to be Mekabel Tumah. But Mashkin and Tmeim, which is metami the food immediately, in such a case, the Torah does not differentiate between whether the owner wants the liquid or not. As soon as the mashkin tmei come into contact with the food becomes tamei, whether the mashkin is wanted by the owner of the food or not. Sad Mashir and Paragalaf Mishnah Beis, Amari de Tehilan Lahashem, Imenu Oklin, Oes Atuma, Enon Bechiyuta. Somebody who shakes a tree in order to shake off Oklin food that's on the tree, or to shake off a tumor that's on the tree, for example, a bird, brought a tumor to the tree, like a sheriff or a kazayef and a mace, and it's on one of the branches, and he wants to shake it off. And in the process of shaking off the tumor or the oakland, water sprays from the tree. There's some water on the leaves of the tree, and that water sprays onto some fruit that's underneath the tree. The Mishnah teaches us that that fruit is not the chiyuta, meaning to say that is not considered a hechsher, and the fruit would not be makabel tumah. Because we learned in the previous Mishnah that even though the din is that once food is picked, if it comes into contact with water, it's susceptible to become tumah, but that's only if it's nichalei, if the owner desires that water or that liquid. But if the owner is not nichalei, he doesn't want that water or liquid. In such a case, even though it came into contact with the fruit would not be makabel tumah. So in this case, when he was shaking the tree, he didn't want the water to spray from the tree. He wasn't trying to spray water from the tree. He was trying to get the ochen or the tumah off the branches of the tree. So therefore, his no lichalei, the maska, he doesn't want that liquid. And since he doesn't want that liquid, even though it came into contact with the fruit that's underneath the tree, that fruit would not be makabel tumah. Lahasher mimenu mashkin. But if he was shaking the tree for the express purpose of getting the liquid from the leaves of the tree, he wanted to spray the liquid from the tree. In such a case, the din is as follows. Beishami oimrim hayoitzin v'eshabo b'chiyutar. Beishami said, the water that was sprayed from the tree, and also the water that did not spray from the tree, the water that's still on the leaves of the tree, if that water that did not get sprayed from the tree when he shakes the tree eventually ends up coming in contact with peiros, that water is also considered nichalei, that he wants that water, and therefore, when that water subsequently comes into contact with peiros, that peiros would be b'chiyutan, meaning to say that the peiros would be considered mukshur. It would be mekabel tumah. And since he shook the tree for the express purpose of spraying the water from the tree, both the water that was sprayed from the tree and the water that remained on the leaves of the tree is considered nichalei. The owner wants that water after he was trying to spray that water from the tree. So according to Beis Shammai, the water would cause the peiros or any food that came into contact with to be mekabel tumah. Beis Hillel Omer, Hayoitzim b'chiyutan, v'eshebo einon b'chiyutan, mipnei shehu miskaven sheyatsu mikula. Beis Hillel said, when a person shakes a tree for the express purpose of spraying the water from the tree, only the water that actually sprayed from the tree, if it comes into contact with peiros, would it be mashu the peiros, and the peiros would be makabel tumah. But the water that remained on the leaves of the tree, that water is not b'chiyutan, that water is not considered nichalei. So if that water ends up coming in contact with peiros, it would not be makabel tumah. The peiros would not be makabel tumah. And Beis Hillel explains the reason why he differentiates between the water that actually sprayed from the tree and the water that remained on the tree. And Beis Hillel says, because he intended that all the water would be sprayed from the tree, as he was shaking the tree for the purpose of spraying all the water from the tree. So therefore, since he wanted the water to be sprayed from the tree, only the water that actually sprayed from the tree is considered nichale. But the water that remained on the tree, since he didn't want it to remain on the tree, he wanted to spray it from the tree, the water that remains on the tree is not considered b'chiyitan, it's not considered nichalei. So therefore, if that water ends up coming in contact with peiros, it would not be mashu the peiros. The peiros would not be susceptible to become tamei according to Beis Hillel.